Yesterday we heard, our last couple of days, we heard the story of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vijayotsava Leela. And that was very interesting how on that very day of Vijayotsava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled through the heart waves. There's heat waves and light waves and microwaves and TV waves and radio waves. But there's something called heart waves. He traveled through the heart waves. Whose heart waves? Shachi Nandan's heart waves. Her heart was vibrating in parental love, motherly love. Where's my Nimai? Nimai Kotai! Nimai Kotai! Come, take your Mochakanda, your Sandesh, Dugda Tumbi, Laru Rasabali, Luchi Chini Sarapuri, Laru Rasabali. Come, and they, oh, my mother's in Mahaprabhu Bhavan in Mayapur, and I'm in Gambira, 1200 kilometers. I'm feeling the heart waves. My mother's calling me. My mother's making an offering. Lord Chaitanya travels in the heart waves, and he goes there and manifests there and eats. He takes the Gopal Bhog, Bala Gopal Bhog, and cleans the plate. My mother Sachi is astonished. Chamatkar. Take ye chamatkar. What am I seeing? What has happened? That was yesterday. So this story is called Gaur's Vrindavan Gaman Leela. Gaman, Gamana. Gaur's Vrindavan Gamana. Vrindavan, Gaur's Vrindavan Gamana Leela. In English, we can say, this is the pastime of Lord Chaitanya traveling to Vrindavan. Braj Yatra Ki Jai. From chapter 16 of Madhya Leela, verse 265 to 282. In terms of the sequence here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, is sannyasi. He's traveling. He's left Puri and he wants to go to Vrindavan. Somehow he ended up in Ramkeli because of the heart waves of Rupa and Sanatan, Dabir Kash and Shakara Malik. And he went to Ramkeli and he met them, Rupa and Sanatan. And that was in East Bengal, in what we call Bangladesh. So not exactly. Puri's here, Vrindavan's here, and Bangladesh is over there. So he was trying to go to Vrindavan. He's trying to go west of Vrindavan from Puri. He ended up going northeast to Bangladesh from Puri because the heart's attraction, Prem Sankarshan, the attractive power of love, love power. There's no greater power in the entire universe than love. Love power. If one has love, he can power the whole universe. The whole universe of the spiritual world, the whole universe of Vrindavan is empowered by Radharani's love. Because Radharani is a powerhouse of love. Right? Radharani ki jai. Lord Chaitanya goes to Vrindavan. Now he's in East Bengal, Bangladesh. Eta kahi ami jabe, bidayat tanre dila, gamana kale sanatan, praheli kahila, janra sange hayae, loka lakshakuti, brindavana jai bhara, he nahi paripati. Gamana kale. So the gaman means to go, right? So that's why I called it his Gaur's Vrindavan Gaman Leela. So there it is, gaman. It's from the verse. After speaking to them in this way, Lord Chaitanya is narrating this pastime to some of his associates, I said goodbye to Rupa and Sanatan. As I was leaving Ramkeli in East Bengal, Sanatan told me, Mahaprabhu, it is not appropriate for one to be followed by a crowd of thousands when going to Vrindavan. Loka laksha koti means lakhs of people. Tabo ami shunilon matra naikailon avadhan prate chale ailana Kanayara Nata Shalagram. After I heard this from Sanatan, I did not pay it any attention. And in the morning, I left Ram Keli and went to a place called Kanai Natashala. Ratri Kale Mone Ami Vichara Karila Sanatana More Kiba Praheli Kahila Balata Kahila Mora Etaloka Sanghe Loka Deki Kahibe More E Eka Dhange Durlaba Durgama Sei Nirjana Brindavan Eka ki jaiba kiba sanga eka jan Madhavendra puri tata gela ekeshware dugda dhana chale Krishna sakshat dila tanre. At night, when I was in Kanai Natashala, I deeply considered what Sanatan had told me in Ram Keli. I decided that Sanatan's advice was very well spoken. I was indeed being followed by a very large crowd on my way to Vrindavan. And when people would see so many men, they would surely criticize me, saying, "Here is another imposter, a dange." I then began to consider that Vrindavan is a very solitary place. Durlabha Durgama Nirjana. Durgama Durlabha Nirjana Vrindavan. These are all adjectives describing Vrindavan. Durlabha, very rare. Durgama, invincible. Nirjana, solitary. That's a very interesting way Lord Chaitanya is describing. Lord Chaitanya is giving a description of Vrindavan. We're in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Durlabha. It's very difficult to attain, very rarely achieved or attained. A visit to Vrindavan, or residence in Vrindavan. And Durgama. Durgama means it's invincible. Like Durga? Durga. Durgati. Dur means difficult going, right? Dur means difficult, far. Gama means, gati means going, moving. So this is Lord Chaitanya's description of Vrindavan. Durlabha, Durgama. How is it Durgama? Durga, Durga, Parvati, Durga. Prabhupada translates the word fortress. It's very difficult to get out of a prison cell or a fortress. So Durgati means it's difficult. So the material world is called the citadel of Maya, the fortress of Durga, the fortress of Maya. It's very difficult. She's invincible. In fact, if a king wants power, who does he worship? Lakshmi Devi? No. Does he worship Shiva? No. Does he worship Saraswati? No. Who does he worship? Durga. That's why you go to Rajasthan. Have you ever visited Ajmer and these other palaces? They have big, big, big temples of Durga in their palace complex. Even they may be temple of Krishna, this, that, but definitely on a mountaintop or somewhere nearby or in the very palace, there's a big, big buddy-a-buddy-a temple of Durga. Because they do big-time worship of Durga to get blessings, ashirvad, to get power to defeat the enemy, maintain their sovereignty over vast tracts of land. Durga Kripa. He worships Saraswati, he becomes Vidvan, Chaturvedi, Digvijay. He worships Lakshmi for Paisa. Baniyas worship Lakshmi, kings worship Durga, Brahmins worship Saraswati, and Gaudiyas worship Radha. Radharani ki jai. Because Radharani is everything in one. She's a source of Durga, she's a source of Lakshmi, she's a source of Saraswati. So if we worship Radharani, we become fortunate. If we worship Radharani, we become wise. If we worship Radharani, we become invincible. We conquer everything because we conquer birth and death. So we worship Radharani. But Vrindavan is Durgama. It's very difficult to move in Vrindavan. Durgati, Durgama. Very rarely attained. And you finally get here. Wow, it's really difficult to move. Every day sick, every day hardship. Nirjana. Nirjana. Nirjana means no people. No MVT pizza restaurant. Nirjana means This is, Lord Chaitanya is saying, this is Vrindavan near Jhana. I am going with lakhs of people, koti lakhs of people. You're not supposed to go to Vrindavan like that. You're not supposed to, this is a near Jhana, this is a near Jhana place. This is a place, a lonely place, a solitary place. It's not a place of, you know, socializing and partying. This is not Vrindavan. Near Jhana, Durgama, Durlava. So some people come like that for a few years and they park over here. And then they never enter Vrindavan for one second. Madhavendra Puri, then he starts remembering, that's right, Sanatan spoke rightly. I have so many followers, so many people are coming with me. And it's not right. Because what is Vrindavan? Where am I going? I have to think again, oh, Vrindavan is a very lonely place, and it's a forest area, it's a place for Nirjan Bhajan and Bhajan Nandis and Radha Krishna's Leela, and it's very, in the Britta Nikunja, very confidential and quiet, and all these people, and everybody, Mahabhu, Mahabhu, oh, this is not good. And what about Madhavendra Puri? He's my predecessor Acharya. He's my Param Guru. My Guru is Guru. Puri is my guru. Madhavendra Puri is my Param Guru. How did he go to Vrindavan? Big fanfare, pomp, circumstance, lots of followers, elephants, bing, bang, bang, ding, ding, dong. Madhavendra Puri went to Vrindavan alone. Ekeshwara alone. And Krishna, on the pretext of giving him milk, gave him Saksha Darshan. He didn't even do Madhukar, he just sat by Govinda Kund chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Do or die, it's up to Rai. He just depended on Radharani. And Krishna is Radharani's servant. And he's in the mood of Radha Bhav. Madhavendra Puri's in Radha Bhav and Viraha Bhav. I, Dina Deyarjanathe, Maturanath Kadava Lokyase. Really, I'm Alokam Kataram. And he says, Brahmati Kim Karomiham. This is Radha Bhav. This is the prayer that this is, came out of Radharani's lips when Krishna went off with the Kura to Mathura. And Radharani uttered, Ai Dina Deyardanathe. You are the Lord of the downtrodden. You are my beloved. Dina Deyardanath. But now you're. Kadavalokyase Maturanath, we can't see you. Kadav, when will we see you? Now you're in Mathura, you're the Lord of Mathura. And you're a Yadunath, you're with the Yadavas, Yadus. Vasudev Nandana, you're not Yashoda Nandan anymore. Nandan, you're Vasudev Nandan. You're the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Ridiyam Kataram Alokam. Ridiyam Alokam Kataram. Ridiyam Alokam Kataram. Our heart is breaking without seeing you. Radharani speaking of this. This is the verse that's coming out repeatedly from Madhavendra Puri's mouth when he's leaving this world. He's in Radha Bhav, Viraha Bhav, Mathura Viraha. How did he come to Vrindavan? Did he even do Madhukari? No. Do or die, it's up to Rai. He depended on Rai. Rai means Radharani. R-A-I. Rai. Rai Raj means king and queen. Rai. Yeah. Sitting in Govinda Kund. I'm at Govinda Kund. I'm taking shelter of Govinda. This is Govinda's Charanamrita. Govinda. Hey Govinda. Hey Govinda. Hare Krishna. Govinda. 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 Sri Krishna Govinda. Hare Murari. Hey Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. Hey Nata Narayana Vasudeva. He's chanting Nam, Bhajan, and crying out these prayers in separation from Radharani. And Krishna's hearing, oh, someone's crying out for Radharani, and they're taking this Ava Vritti Chitta, whatever, there's some vow, like you just, whatever comes your way, you'll eat. If nothing comes, you die. So I must go there and give him something to sustain himself. So he went alone and he sat there in Vrindavan, lonely place, Nibritta, alone, Ekeshwara, one person. And Krishna came every day as a little cowboy. Oh, my mother, she saw you. She was going by here getting some water from this well in Anyor. And she saw you by Govinda Kund, and you look like very skinny Baba, Avadut Baba, traveling a mendicant by Ragi Sadhu. You take some milk. You take the pot, and you keep it, and then tomorrow I'll bring you another pot and take this pot. Okay? Okay. So that was Gopal, Krishna. Dugda Dan Chale Krishna Sakshat Dhila Tanari. Dugdadhan, chale. Chale means like chalak. On the plea of giving a donation, of giving charity of milk. He came to give milk. Was he giving milk? No, he's giving sakshat darshan. If I come to your door, oh, I came to give you this. Well, I'm giving you an object, but I'm also giving you my darshan, aren't I? Because I'm there. You're seeing me face to face. I said, well, forget, I don't care what you're giving me. I just care about you. He didn't even know that this boy he was looking at was Krishna, Gopal. I then understood that I was going to Vrindavan like a magician with his show, magic show. He says, Badijara Bhajipati Chalilana Tahari Bahosange Vrindavana Gamana Vrindavana Gamana Nakari. So this is why I get the title, Vrindavana Gamana. It's right here. Bahosange Vrindavana Gamana Vrindavana Gamana Nakari. I then understood that I was going to Vrindavan like a magician. And the translation is Badijara means gypsy. Bhaji means magic. Pati demonstrating. Pati. So I was like a jaduwala going with my whole entourage and doing my show. Eka jaiba kiva sange britya eka jan tava yesho bhaya brindavanera gaman. I have resolved to go alone, or at most ekjana, with one servant. In this way my journey to Vrindavan will be beautiful, shobai, auspicious. Vrindavana javakahan ekaki ahan sainya sange chalijachi daka bhajana. This is Mahaprabhu's thinking. This is all Mahaprabhu's speaking. He's narrating this story and telling how what he was thinking. He's telling this to his associates. He's in Shantipur, which we heard in a previous story. He's in Shantipur, and all the devotees assembled there. Then he's speaking about telling all of his associates there about this, what we're hearing. He's telling them. At that moment, I thought, instead of going to Vrindavan alone, I am going with soldiers and a beating of drums. Dik dik apanake bali hailana ashtir nivrittahana puna ailana gangatir. I therefore said, dik dik dik, tick tick, fie on me. And being very much agitated, I returned to the banks of the Ganga. Bhaktagane rakhiya ainu nija nijastan atma sange aila sabe pancha chaya jan. I left all the devotees there and I brought only five or six persons with me. Nirvigne ebe kaiche jaibe brindavane sabe mele yukti deha hanaparasane. Now I wish that you all will be pleased with me and give me good consultation. Tell me how I should be able to go to Vrindavan without impediments. Gadadhare shari keno inho dukha paila se hetu Vrindavana jaite nyarila. I left Gadadhar Pandit here and he became very unhappy, and for this reason I could not go to Vrindavan. Tabe Gadadhara Pandit Prima Vishtahan Prabhupada Dhari Kahi Vinaya Karya. Being encouraged by Mahaprabhu's words, Gadadhara Pandit became absorbed in ecstatic love. Immediately clasping the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, he began to speak with Vinaya Karya, great humility. Now Gadadhara Pandit is going to speak. Tumi jahan, jahan raha, tahan Vrindavan, tahan jamuna ganga, sarvatirtagan. Prabhu, wherever you stay is Vrindavan, as well as the river Yamuna, the river Ganga, and all other places of pilgrimage. Sarvatirtagan. Tumi jahan, jahan raha, tahan Vrindavan, tahan jamuna ganga. Tabo Vrindavan Jaha, Lokashikaite, Seta karibe tomar ye layachite. Although, Prabhu, wherever you stay is Vrindavan, you will still go to Vrindavan just to instruct the people. Otherwise, you will do whatever you think best. Eyage Aila Prabhu Varshara Chari Mas E Chari Masakara Nila Chale Vas. Taking this opportunity, Gadadhar Pandit said, just now the 4 months of the rainy season have begun. Chaturmasi has now started. You should therefore spend the next 4 months in Jagannath Puri. He's tried so hard to go to Vrindavan. He went kind of Vrindavan, then he went to Ram Kaili, then Natashal, then back to Puri. Then. Accepting Gadadhar Pandit's proposal, Lord Chaitanya passed Chaturmasi in Vrindavan. And then again, he set out for Sridham Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. So there are some very nice teachings there. Lord Chaitanya is speaking about the nature of Vrindavan and how it's, at one time, it was a very solitary and quiet place. And those that are looking for such solitary, quiet environments keep moving and moving and moving in Vrindavan. Saints used to live in Vrindavan. It got very crowded there years ago. They moved to Radhakund. Radhakund became very crowded. They moved to Govindakund. And now soon Govindakund will become very crowded, and I don't know where they'll move next. But the Nirjan Bhajanandis that want so much for the solitude and quiet surroundings so they can do their bhajan, they have to keep moving and moving as the modern world encroaches upon Vrindavan. But 500 years ago, it was quite an amazing place. Really, really quiet and really lonely. But it's interesting because there's a very key words that Lord Chaitanya said in describing Vrindavan. He said, Durlava, Durgama, Nirjana, Vrindavan. Because if you take these words and intersperse them and move them in different positions, you can attain different meanings. Nirjana, Vrindavan, Durgama, Vrindavan, Durlava, Vrindavan, or Vrindavan, Nirjana. So, for example, if one really wants to enter Vrindavan, the real Vrindavan, the Leela Bhumi, it's called Leela Bhumi Vrindavan, Leela Pravesh, and Krishna's Seva, Radharani Seva, in Vrindavan, then he will have to undergo in his life extreme difficulties. And have to perform very rarely performed difficulties that he'd never done before. The level of austerities. And the absorption, because it's a great austerity. Nidra hara vihara kadi vijatocha dyanta dinotriyo. Is that not an austerity to control the tongue and control the sleeping? It's a big austerity. And the Goswami's reading itna itna, butter, a leaf cup of buttermilk. The Priyojanacharya, the teacher of prema, of the sadhya, of sadhana bhakti. What is the goal of bhakti? It's called sadhya, Priyojan. Sadhana, sadhya. He's a sadhyacharya of the Prayojan, and he lived the exemplary life of sadhana. Rupa Raghunatha Padi Hoiva Yakuti. We have to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Das Goswami in our sadhaka roop. This is called sadhaka roop. Seva sadhaka rupena sadhupena chatri. How did they live here in Vrindavan in this physical, material body, man, woman? Very, very austere lives. Very rarely attained type of practices, and invincible, very difficult, durgama, very difficult path they tread. And we don't read the history of anyone who attained perfection by living an easy life. Prabhupada himself has a beautiful phrase which is very much applicable to this juncture of our discussion. An easy life and Krishna consciousness go ill together. You can look it up in your folio. And to make it maybe easier English, if you can't follow that. If you try to mix easy, comfortable, happy life with Krishna consciousness, especially in Vrindavan, but Prabhupada speaking about anywhere and everywhere, they don't mix. Prabhupada said we are supposed to follow the Goswamis. Mahajana Yena Katha Sivanta. Prabhupada, he told the early devotees they should sing this prayer every single day if they want to know what it means to be a devotee. Sankhya Purva Kanama Gana, sing it, meditate on it, act upon it. Sankhya Purva Kanama Gana Natubi Kala Vasani Krito Nidra Hara Vihara Kadi Vijato Chatyanta Dino Chayo Radha Krishna Gunasmritir Madhuri Ma Nandena Samhoito. Become so absorbed in Radha Krishna Gunasmriti. Be so absorbed in meditating in Radha Krishna's guna, their qualities, their pastimes, that you forget everything. Radha Krishna Gunasmritir Madhuri, the sweetness. You become so absorbed in the sweetness of Radha Krishna's forms, qualities, namru gun lila, that samohito. Samohito means you forget everything and you become some moha, completely, absolutely, not in illusion, become totally enlightened, become totally enlightened, totally realized. And in the course of becoming completely enlightened, in the course of becoming completely Krishna conscious, you forget everything. You become, everything else that was your reality becomes an illusion, and everything else that was invisible to you becomes your reality. The spiritual world and the spiritual pastimes in the form of Krishna, which were invisible to you previously, they become your tangible, visible reality, and the whole life you live beforehand becomes the moha. Moha means illusion. Yes? It becomes one big illusion. Samoha means it becomes one big illusion. My house, my whole material life is one big illusion. Radha Krishna Gunasmritir Madhuri Ma Nandena Sambhuito. And we can come, but without the qualification, without the adhikar of austerity and tapasya, there is no access. There's no access into this reality, in this dynamic love flow of love and bliss. Because that verse comes in two parts. Sankhya Purva Kanama Ganan Nidra Hara Vihara. You do sadhana, and sadhana gives you tapabalam, shakti. Then you can perform more austerities and more control. And then Krishna becomes pleased with the nishchita and bhakti. Then he gives some kripa and ruchi. Then you go on, and then you start to relish the sweetness of Krishna's guna and lila, Radha Krishna Gunasmriti. And then you become, everything else becomes illusion. That's one meaning of the verse. And you become so absorbed. You enter totally into the spiritual reality, and you become bewildered about everything else. You act like an avadut. Oh, he doesn't dress himself. He doesn't eat. You're samhoito. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya.